I just went through the drive-thru, and a guy who was retired Methodist preacher, you know, and he said, "You going to your local church tomorrow?" He didn't know what was, he had no clue what was going to hit him. I said, "I am the church." "I am the church." He said, "That's right." I said, "You know what the 501(c)(3) means?" He said, "Uh-uh." I said, "In the Romans numeral, 501 is DI. 3C is 33, divide 33, and denomination is D-name. The whole system is an upside-down pyramid." And they say, "Well, go to church." And then when you go to church, they don't talk about truth. They talk about football, basketball. They talk about the music and Lady Gaga and all. I said, "You're fellowshipping with people who are either carnal or not even born again. The Bible says don't fellowship with them. So you go to church, you don't know who's there. Are you born again?" I said, "Yeah. How'd you get born again?" "I go to church." "No, you're not saved unless you get saved by faith." And I said, "They go to church, to a 2x4 sheetrock building, and they say, 'I went to worship.' No, you didn't. Jesus said those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Just because you go to a building you went to worship, you smoking something. I ask you about eternal security. I ask you about walking in the Spirit. I ask you about taking up your cross, and you can't hear me because you don't have the Spirit of truth. You can't rightly divide the word of truth." And I told him about a deacon that lived across the street. He was a deacon at the church, right? The reason he was a deacon is because he was a millionaire. I went across the street. I said something about the Bible. He said, "The Bible's not for today." This was like 30 years ago, 20 some years ago. I said, "What'd you just say?" He said, "The Bible's not for today." I said, "So when the Bible says wives submit to your husbands as unto the Lord, you're saying that's not today?" "No, it's not for today." So the truth is eternal. The truth was before America ever even existed. So you think your culture is the truth? The culture lies, supersedes the Bible. The culture lies, overarches the Bible. And you're a deacon? Why would that independent Baptist church make you a deacon when you don't even know the Bible and you say the Bible's not for today? Why? Because you're a millionaire. All because of money. Mammon. Mammon. Mam is the female. Mun is man. Mammon. Listen to the phonics. Mammon. Mammon. It sounds just like ma'am and man. Mammon. You worship yourself. You worship your own ideas. You worship your own understanding. You don't worship in the spirit and truth because you want to be the truth. When God says, "Wives, submit," you say it because the culture, it's not for, the Bible's not for today because you don't have an understanding, because you don't have any truth, because you don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't even have any conviction to go against the Bible. You're a deacon and you say the Bible's not for today, then it's not. If it's not for today, it's not for any day. Hello? Why are you in an independent Baptist church? Why didn't the preacher test you and try the spirits? Because he don't care, because it's all about money. Denomination divides. And I told that guy that in the drive-thru, all that. He thought I was crazy. He thought I was crazy. You know why he thought I was crazy? You know why you think I'm crazy? Because you believe lies your whole life. And when somebody hits you plain in the face with absolute eternal truth, you're trying to figure it out inside time. Eternal truth is outside of time. If you got the spirit of truth, you're outside of time because you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And so if you think inside time, you can't hear me. You can't hear me. Legalistic, traditionalist, emotional, so-called believer, you're letting your emotions control you. You're letting traditions control you. You're letting legalism control you. Instead of grace and truth, you throw some kind of man-made doctrine out there. You're smoking something. What are you smoking? You're smoking the lies of the system. You're getting high on Babylon. You're drunk on Babylon. You're smoking something. You're smoking Babylon. You're high on Babylon. You're drunk on Babylon, the Bible says. American dream, Babylon. American pride, Babylon. You're lost. You're undone. You're hell bound. And when somebody spends their whole life decoding the truth and they show up on the scene, they got to defame them and shut them down and laugh at them and mock them. What'd they do to the prophets? Cut their head off, defamed them, lied about them. Now it's even worse. They can actually do a, they can actually do, and it's more advanced. The technology is 50, they only release to the public what they want to release to keep the economy going. The technology is probably 100 years advanced what you ever know. And so they've got, they can actually create a simulation on the computer, use your voice, use your recordings, use your images, and make something that's not even real and get and convince you to believe that they're real. And if you think I'm lying, type in GT3A AI robot and talk to it. Or watch the interview. You can actually interview an AI robot and it sounds real. Sounds like it's got awareness, conscious awareness. And even if it doesn't talk, they can throw us, they can put some audio together. They can mimic. They got the technology. It's already been. It's been there for like 10 years. I knew about it 10 years ago. It's been there probably 20 years. But they're not going to release it. Why? To the common man, to the, they're not going to release it to the, except for the Freemason elite. Why would they do that? You saw what happened when they did who was it that was somebody, some kind of senator or somebody. Somebody did a deep fake on a senator, and they, people thought it was real. They've been doing deepfakes for over 10 years, maybe longer. Most of what you see on TV is a lie. Everybody's actors. The political system, they're all actors. It's all actors. There was somebody that looked like one of our senators, and she was like the head of a... She looked just like the woman who's the head of another country. I forget her name. Now she's passed off the scene. But she was just like, looked just like her. One of our political people was the head of another country, the same person. She just made her hairstyle and her dress according to that culture. They switch cultures. It's all a game, people. It's all deception and Decepticons. I promise you, if you don't use the Bible as your litmus test, you're going to be in trouble. In trouble with a capital T. If you believe these 501(c) preachers, you're going to end up being a legalist or a traditionalist or an emotionalist. Those who worship must worship and in spirit and in truth. And if you believe the cults and the isms and you believe the lies of Babylon, I'm sorry. You've been deceived. You've been lied to from a birth, and every verse, and I told that guy this, I said, every verse in the Bible, there's a lie for it. Every verse is truth, but there's a lie to counteract it, and it's happening all the time, everywhere, all the time, right now. The truth is everywhere, in everything, all the time, but the lies are everywhere, in everything, all the time, because it's the Antichrist. It's the flesh mind. It's the man, mammon. What is mammon? What is mammon? They worship the creation, money, something that's man-made. Whose image is, Jesus said, whose image on that? Caesar. Give unto Caesar's what's Caesar's. Give unto God what's God's. What's God's? Your body ship, your whole body, soul, spirit, will, emotions, intellect. But you want to be your own God. You want to do your own will. You want to be the master of your own ship. Good luck with that one. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Faker. Good luck, agent. You don't even know you're an agent. That's the really sad part. You don't even know you're an agent. That's really sad.